Very good morning, everyone. Monday, May 29, Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, Radio Tab Network. Hope you had a fantastic weekend, and we're just 48 hours away, of course, from Origin 1 there in Adelaide. Looking forward to getting over to South Australia later today, and we'll be doing the show in South Australia in Adelaide the next 3 days as we build up and review the big one on Wednesday night. Now, overnight in the Premier League, Leicester and Leeds are down, along with Southampton, relegated. Dramatic match. Everton 1-0 against Bournemouth. Great goal to Corey as well. Had Everton not won, they would have been relegated on goal difference. But that goal ensured they stayed up. A victory was always going to see them stay up on the final day. But Leicester, who won at home against West Ham 2-1, despite the win going down. So barely 6 years since they made a Champions League quarter final. They're relegated and, of course, were Premier League champions in 2015-16. Leeds United lost at home 4-1 against Tottenham. So they're down as well. So devastation for those clubs, of course. Yesterday in the NRL, 28-18 Newcastle over Manly. And in the AFL last night, Adelaide beat Brisbane by 17 points. That ended the Lions' 7-match winning run. What drama in the NBA yesterday as well. The Boston Celtics forcing Game 7 after being 3-0 down in the series, courtesy of a buzzer beater in Miami in Game 6 yesterday. That Game 7 is tomorrow. So, snacks to sink our teeth into today. Pup, how was your weekend, mate? Morning to you.
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. Yeah, very chilled weekend, buddy. Actually took my little girl to watch Vivid.
She would have loved that.
Yep. Got some, saw the fireworks on Friday night, and yeah, the light show, geez, we do it well. I have no idea what it costs, but we spend a fortune on fireworks, you think of New Year's Eve and things like that, but man, our city does it as good as any in the world. That Opera House and Harbour Bridge, just the light show that goes across the Opera House for hours is phenomenal. So yeah, whoever's putting that on, I'm sure we're paying for it some way, but it is an amazing experience, and my little girl loved it. So I spent the night, Friday night, Saturday night, doing that, and then a bit of footy throughout the days. Pretty chilled, to be honest. Starting to get cold. Winter is not far away.
It's going to be a bit nippy over there in South Australia as well. Morning to you, Lozza. How was your weekend, mate?
Morning, boys. Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, I didn't do a great deal, to be perfectly honest. Watched a few races on Saturday, watched a bit of footy over the weekend. I saw the Blues trained yesterday with Payne Haas. He injured his ankle on Friday and sat out a bit of that session, but then last night he trained, so that's good news for New South Wales. Looking forward to getting to Adelaide, actually, to get down there, feel the atmosphere, see what type of vibe there is around for State of Origin, what type of appetite there will be. The more I look at it, the more I think that these two teams are very good footy teams. I still can't believe the price for Queensland. I thought that would have moved over the last week and a half, but it's still $2.25 outside as the Queensland. There's some uproar about the jersey. Jeez, yeah. I didn't think a jersey would cause that much drama.
No, people get up in arms about these sort of things.
Lots. I think we all, we said it last week, I think we all prefer the sky blue jersey, but I don't think it's that big an issue for me personally.
I think it's
if they
just
wear
a one-off.
Wear it for one game during the season, during the series, sorry, I'm okay with it, but it should be a cracking game. Yeah. It should be a cracking game on Wednesday night.
It's going to be a beauty, but the really scary incident we saw over the weekend and the Raiders' great win against Souths on Saturday night, but the match naturally overshadowed by Corey Hutterira Naira having a convulsion and sort of a seizure on the field there. The game stopped for a considerable period of time, was taken to hospital. So he's essentially collapsed on the field, put out a video yesterday, allaying everyone's fears, thankfully. But he said he's not out of the woods yet, still needs to get more tests done, etc. But that was awful viewing on Saturday night, Loz.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I think everyone's heart was in their mouth there at one stage. We just sort of didn't really know what was going on. But he had the best medical care. Well done to, you know, the doctors and trainers there from the Raiders and also South Sydney for the way they handled it. You know, when there was an emergency, they all got out there on the field and they did their best. They worked so well together. They gave him the best care. They got him off to hospital and hopefully over the next couple of days, they can work out exactly what happened. But it wasn't a great look. It'd be difficult to continue playing under those type of circumstances. But no, it was a great performance by the Raiders in the end. South Sydney, I thought, were always going to get the Raiders there at one stage. They looked as though if they had possession, Cody Walker was very dangerous and could pull a drag them into the contest. But the Raiders, they hung tough. I think that's 6 wins now, their last 7 games. Mm. And they got the West Tigers this weekend. So
there's a loss.
Well, Tigers coming off the bye, they'll certainly be fresh. And their last performance was a big one.
Certainly was. That win against the Cowboys at Leichhardt. But yesterday, 28-18, Newcastle over Manly. Winger Greg Marju, a hat trick. It was 18-all with 15 minutes remaining. That Tolu Kola Sinbin certainly worked against Manly for the shot on Kalen Ponga.
I found that so hard to watch. I don't know what it is, but you're sitting on the edge of your chair every time Ponga gets the ball. 3 head knocks, and I don't know who
got up straight away.
Yeah,
thank goodness. But mate, there was a tackle that we
got. I can't remember. Somebody got him with a forearm. Might have been the first one.
Yep.
And I thought he definitely has to go off for HI. I thought he's definitely. And you sit there going, oh, not again, not again. So I feel for him, and good on him for getting up straight away. Mm. But it's hard not to sit there. Fingers, toes, legs crossed, going, please don't get hit in the head. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, it certainly was. It's just the reality of him now on the field. We're going to be thinking that every time, aren't we?
How can he get so many? Lozzie had
probably the best thing to happen for him.
3-1 game. How does? Are we looking closer, and that's why you're noticing it? But what? How come he gets so many head knocks?
Oh well, I think. They sail pretty close to the wind, all those tackles on the weekend or the incidents that he has. One was early with the shoulder. I forget who it was on the right side for Manly who made the tackle. Might have been Garrick, was it? No, he's on the left side, Reuben Garrick.
Parker, was it?
Parker, it might have been. Yeah, I think it was Parker. Then he went to make a tackle on KO Weeks and copped a knee to the head. And then that one off Kola. Towards the end of the game. So, I think we do watch it a bit more closely because it's Kalen. We know he's coming off the back of some serious issues with head knocks and concussion. But as I said, I think that's probably good for his confidence, the fact that he was able to take those hits yesterday, bounce back to his feet. I think we hold our breath straight away when you see it, but as soon as he got back to his feet, it was play on and he played really well. It's good to see.
Obviously needed to win that game yesterday, Newcastle. Gee, they make life difficult for themselves, though, don't they, Loz? I mean, they're a hard
There's a number of teams. There are a number of teams that make itself difficult for themselves, and they're one of them. They look, when they get it right, Newcastle, they actually look like a really good footy team, but they have their periods where they just clock off, and when they do that, they concede
so many
soft tries. Like, that's the difference between those good sides and the sides that aren't travelling well is that their consistency to apply themselves and mentally stay in a contest is not there. They good for a period of 10 or 15 minutes, and then when their bad period comes, they just leak points. Whereas good sides, when they have a bad period, their concentration level might go, but it doesn't drop as bad as, say, a Newcastle. Or a Dragons. They just are able to hang into the contest and fight their way out of it, whereas those teams seem to go through the bad period, concede plenty of points, and it puts them under pressure, and they either lose that game or it's going to be a tight, nail-biting finish to their game.
Speaking of tight, nail-biting finishes, what about the Warriors and the Broncos on Saturday evening? And the Broncos held on there 26-22, but the Warriors were coming. Adam Pompey just didn't need to tug at the jersey. I know it wasn't much in it. Dee Mariner, his jersey, and Montoya scores in
when
the corner.
When they review it, you're always going to get
done.
Even
just
though it's
didn't
minor.
Need to do it.
Even though it's minor, but in the heat of the battle, you don't need to do that. But he's probably thinking, I'll get away with it here. But I thought the Broncos were good. A lot of players out going over there to New Zealand, taking on a Warriors side who have been more than competitive this season. That was a good victory for the Broncos, and Adam Reynolds, I thought, was the difference between the two sides. Just his experience, just the ability to control the game. His kicking game was fantastic. His running game found himself into some space a couple of times. So yeah, the Broncos, they're hanging in there during this Origin campaign, which they need to because they've got plenty involved in Origin, and it'll be about how they handle this Origin period that'll decide the outcome at the end of the year for them.
Monaco Grand Prix overnight, Pup. Max Verstappen beating Fernando Alonso and Esteban Ocon filled the podium there. Aussie Oscar Piastri finished 10th, so he gets a championship point there. Mm. But it was a dry race until then, 25 laps remaining, poured down with rain for about 10 laps, so there was some crashes.
I saw a horrible crash. A car set on fire. I didn't see who it was, just on the highlights, but it looked scary.
Well, I found out as well, to put your boat... I was listening to a podcast about the business of the Grand Prix.
Yeah, what's
to put
it cost your boat, for the pen?
Upwards of $150,000 a night.
Australian? No, US. Euro. It'd be a US.
Oh, but yeah, because it was a US business podcast.
That's cheap. I reckon that's for a small pen. There you go. Or any of you got a big boat, it's closer to $500,000.
Yeah, okay. A night.
A night. Mm. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. But yeah, it did look unreal. And it seemed like everyone was over there. Just on social media, there was plenty of celebrities over there, plenty of athletes over there. It's a massive event. Monaco's beautiful this time of the year as well. Well and truly into their summer. Mate, it's such
a
beautiful
place.
When
they do that
high shot. Oh, it's awesome. Actually, I saw a photo of it this morning. They've obviously got either it's a hotel or apartments, I'm not sure, and they've all got balconies. Mate, there must be how that hotel does not fall over. There's like the balcony holds 10 and there's 70 people on each balcony. So you picture a big hotel, picture Crown Casino, and everyone is out on the balcony just watching. You just see it just going to tip over. But yeah, absolutely packed, chock-a-block. And yeah, it's always... Man, you're racing in the street. If you've been to Monaco and you've actually, you know, you drive your car on the street where they race. It's unbelievable that they can go that quick, be that good on a track that really is, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's hard to overtake on.
It's so hard
to take on that course, isn't it?
They usually. The criticism with the race is exactly that.
Yeah. In fact, it's once you get in front,
a narrow street circuit that, you know, it's not much action in that race, but there was this morning because of the weather, the change in the weather during the race.
Did I also see IPL final was washed out?
Yes. So they got reserve day.
Today?
Yes. So they'll play tonight.
So that means, so it's Chennai versus
Gujarat. Who are the defending champs?
I can't remember. How many Aussies have we got involved?
We got away with that? I don't think there's any.
Okay. Because I know the boys have left. They left Friday for London or the UK. So, again, another washout, another day delayed.
Washouts in Indian cricket, would
they? Very rarely. Very rarely. Sometimes you get some rain at night, but, yeah, you normally get some sort of cricket in. But, yeah. So, reserve day today.
Yeah,
Monday final.
They're not going to play it.
Oh, no, IPL final.
They'll have a double reserve day if there's more rain today.
Yeah, they'll find a way. Yeah. Could be MS Dhoni's last game. I think 250 IPL games, and there's talk if they win, might be his last.
What were they blowing up about MS Dhoni? He delayed the game. There was a bowler that came onto the field, but he wasn't allowed to bowl because he'd spent so much time off the field. So there was only a couple of overs left, and they wanted him to bowl.
So what they did.
So what they did, they just delayed the game by talking to the umpire
to get
about
that time back. So
they made up about 4 or 5 minutes that he had to wait.
Smart.
And then after discussing it with the umpire, then they could give him the ball to bowl.
Very smart.
And the only penalty was they had to have an extra guy inside the circle. Mm. So, but there was commentary around whether it was...
cagey play for MS.
Ethically, was it a good decision?
Spirit of the game.
All that type of stuff.
The old spirit of the game. Yeah. Let's throw that one out there. Yet we want everyone to do whatever they can to win, but in the spirit of the game. Mm. Yeah, okay.
But I didn't see too much wrong with it. If you've got the allotted time there and you're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Oh. That's okay.
Whatever, it's work. MS Dhoni can pretty much do what he likes over there as well in India. And he's got him to another final. So.
I wonder if there's been any man-catting in this IPL.
Don't think so. Mm.
I think there should be.
Final. Look out. Maybe
you're a
in the
man
final.
Cutter. You would be a man cutter.
Ravi Ashwin's not
playing. I think if you tell them you're going to do it, play on. If I bowl my over and say, listen, if you step out of your crease here, I'm going to man catch you, There you go. There's your warning.
I'm not a fan.
No.
I'm not a fan at all.
Unless the non-strikers take the verdict.
Not unless. You're either in or you're out.
I think I would still. If I was captain and one of my bowlers did that, I think I'd call the batter back. I don't think I'd accept. But actually, you know what? If the bowler has stopped the game, warned the batsman, been very clear, look, you're taking the mickey here. If you leave your crease, if it's openly warned like that, then more fool the batter. You deserve to be out.
Yeah, you got to warn them.
If I was captain, I would not accept that wicket if the batsman was not warned. I'd call him back.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Before the over, I'm saying, mate, you do that, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
And there is on the back page of the Daily Telegraph, training the Haas down, ready to roll. Payne Haas yesterday trained freely after he rolled his ankle on Friday. He missed game three, of course, last year with a shoulder injury. So the Blues very happy to have him back on board. And Loz, we know how important he'll be, Payne Haas. Just the yards, the metres he gets through, the impact he has. He's a unique talent in his position.
Well, certainly is. For a big man, he got a big motor. And, you know, aerobically, he's very, very good. Can play long minutes, which you need in an Origin contest. If you happen to get injuries or losing people in the forwards to head knocks at some stage throughout that contest, so they can rely on Payne to play big minutes, but he just gets through a power of work, can create some second phase. His pre-offloading is great, so that's a big inclusion for the Canberra Raiders, for the Blues, and obviously they'll need him on Wednesday night. Big game this for a lot of these players, because game one of the series tends to be a tight game. Looking forward to seeing how they both come together and what style of tactics they bring, whether it's, you know, this kick and chase, build pressure, give the ball back to the opposition coming off the try line all throughout the 80 minutes, or whether they're prepared to maybe use the football and surprise the opposition. I get the feeling that both teams want to play with a bit of width. They'll really test each other on the edges, and that'll make for an open, exciting game of footy.
And the jerseys you mentioned as well, Loz, heavily reported in the papers today, in the Navy, on the back page of the Telegraph, New South Wales to defy NRL on jersey. There it is on the back page of the Herald as well. Jersey blue, New South Wales knocked back NRL's late request. So these reports saying that, the NRL actually asked the New South Wales Rugby League to change the jersey to its traditional sky blue. They've got this navy blue one they're going to wheel out on Wednesday night, which we've seen in all sort of the promotional photos in the last week or so. But as they're all individually fitted, they're set to wear the navy blue, it seems, New South Wales, and not fall to the demands of the NRL. So there you go. That's a bit of drama for you, pup. Are you going to buy the sky blue jersey or honestly, the navy blue jersey, pup?
This is my
villain. We're loud and proud.
This is my villain for the weekend. Mate, we're carrying on like the jersey got made yesterday. It was probably made 12 months ago. Like, as if the NRL hasn't seen that this is what New South Wales were going to do. It's a jersey. Like, mate, you're still playing for your state. Doesn't mean they don't care as much. Okay, we like sky blue. So what? Kids get another jersey next year or game whenever it'll go back to sky blue, and then they can go buy another one. Like, who cares? Yeah.
The reality is it's a commercial decision.
Exactly
and
right.
It'll continue to happen this way. And they'll wear the sky blue jersey. I mean, yes, do we want the sky blue jersey? Yep, we'd love it. We'd love to have that. But the reality is we're not going to get that all the time. The other one I want to ask you about, boys, the fact that it's been played in Adelaide, or if it was played in Melbourne or played in Perth, I don't know whether it's just me or not, but you feel like there's something missing in the build-up. When it's in Sydney or Brisbane, I don't know, there's something about when it's either being played in these two states, there's a lot more promotion with the game. I don't know whether you blokes have felt like that.
Yeah,
it's like you don't start. Talking about Origin, but it's not the be all and end all. I can remember years ago, it just seemed, unless I was just caught up in that bubble, it just felt like all eyes were on Origin. It feels like now we sort of, you still get your club footy, which is good. Club footy still takes precedence until now. And now we start to get right into Origin, 2 days out. Whereas in the past, I've always felt you had that massive lead-in with Origin. Mm. I don't know. I don't know how you blokes feel, but that's how I feel.
It's hard. I feel because we talk about it every day on this show. So for me, compared to before I worked here, I wouldn't have spoken about it. You'd see Origin stuff, or maybe that's the difference. If a game's in Sydney, you can see, you know.
I don't know. It just feels like we talk about it a lot more, or we're more invested in it, where it's in Sydney or
Brisbane.
Queensland, yeah, Brisbane.
You're probably right.
Yeah, maybe.
You're probably right. I still don't.
I feel like we've spoken about it a lot here. I feel like we've been talking about it for a month.
It's because we've been debating selection for a month.
Yeah, true. The lead-up's been awesome. But yeah, I don't know. Well, maybe is it... Well, it can't be. Are we getting less on television, for example?
Nah.
We're still getting a stack on TV, you reckon? Okay. Don't know.
It might be just me.
I find it strange that there's a State of Origin game in Adelaide. I've got to say. I find that... Like, it's New South Wales versus Queensland. Why are we not playing in New South Wales or Queensland?
Well, because...
Cash, of course. Cash. Same reason we're in a dark blue jersey. Correct.
Correct.
But that's what I'm like, okay. So, Michael, get over it. It's in Adelaide. Okay, fine. I'm going down there. Put me on a flight. So, but do you not understand what I'm saying? That's my take on the jersey as well. Okay. We'd rather sky blue. Awesome. If my daughter wants that jersey, then... if she goes to New South Wales, I think she's going to go, oh, Dada, I don't want it because it's not sky blue. She's going to go, I want it because I bet you it's not sky blue next year. I bet you it's not dark, navy blue next year. It'll go back to sky blue because of the fuss. But, yeah, I don't know. I think Origin is always just massive, I reckon. Mm. We do it so well.
Oh, it's
but
one
it
of the great
But it does feel
pieces.
Weird to me that it's not... that. Why would New South Wales... play against Queensland.
Yeah, in Adelaide.
In Adelaide.
Yeah, or Perth or Melbourne or wherever it is. Yeah. No, and you'd have a lot of people agree with you.
Mm.
And I was always like that as well until, I think it was 2015, we played at the MCG and there was 90-odd thousand people there.
Yeah.
And when you walk out and you see that, it's like, wow. You know, the masses have come to support it. Why not take it? States, but they've got to support it as well.
That's what, but a grand final, rugby, if you think of rugby league grand final, like Melbourne have got a rugby league, a team in the NRL. Mm. So I can understand why you'd take a grand final now to Melbourne. But State of Origin is only two states.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense to only play in two states than, say, a grand final where you've got, you know, if a grand final goes to New Zealand, we can't really complain. There's a New Zealand team in the NRL. Have I lost it?
No. You know why. You mentioned it.
Commercial reality.
Yeah.
Commercial reality. Commercial opportunity. Mm.